another business founder taking part in New Frontiers Phase 2 at the Tom Crean Centre at MTU Kerry is Aoife Sheehy, founder of Attain, an online employee development product. And she joins me now to talk more about this. Aoife, you're very welcome to studio.
Thanks, Millie Mary.
So you're on New Frontiers Phase 2. I know it's coming towards the end now at this stage, but will you tell us about your business, Attain?
Yeah, absolutely. So Attain is a software solution for companies. We analyse employee data to support the business function, but also support the individual employee. And the data that we look at is people's innate personality traits.
How did all this come about? Was it the era you were working in yourself?
Yeah, so I used to work for one of these really large companies as a consultant and corporate trainer and a coach. So I would work either with teams on an individual level or else with the organisation as a whole in terms of people strategy. The way that the business Attain came about was I used to work on like that, a consultancy or training basis. So we'd be going in and people would pay a fee. It could be a daily fee or an hourly rate or something like that. And I got to thinking, how handy would it be for companies if they could just log into a system and have all that data there for them, and it's already analysed and it's showing them what they want to see. So things that are really important to companies are, we'll see a huge focus on like the culture of the organization, and also even breaking that down by teams. So you could have a quite risk averse culture for your accountancy or your finance department, right? And that's really great for them because they're not going to mess around with your money, right? And it's great for the business. But if that comes to them having to interact on a monthly basis with your sales team, who are really outgoing and might be as conscientious, for example, with numbers, that can lead to silos when, say, accountants or people working in the finance department might avoid having difficult conversations because of their natural risk averseness, which makes them really good accountants. So a little bit of stereotyping going on. Obviously, I'm doing an overview at the moment. But that's the kind of data that we want to provide companies with, but at the touch of a button. So the information is being pulled through for them already, and they can see that. They can use it for succession planning, people strategy. The system will show them, in terms of succession planning, if Mary works in the accountancy department and she's actually quite naturally outgoing and really open individual, but there's nowhere for her to progress in her role. And it turns out you have an opening now in your customer success or your client relationship management team, that she could move into that role. She might get a little bit of an increase in a wage. It might be a little step up for her in the organization. She might even be happier in that place because that's her innate personality and that drives her forward. She might even stay with your company longer then as well, because it's all being managed for you in that like systematic fashion.
So companies would be able to log in and input this kind of information. Then would it be like, say, the employees themselves filling out forms, or would there be a bit of that and a bit of, say, management filling out details as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the data is pulled from this one assessment that we use, right? So the assessment has been created by psychologists. It's been validated through research. It's focused on the five factor, the OCEAN Big Five personality model. That's the primary model. Well, the only model really that in the scientific community that they recognise as theory for measuring personality. So it's been trial and tested and validated over and over again to show that it works.
And what kind of companies then would you be looking to sell this to?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question, because at the moment we're obviously doing this in part and parcel as consultancy offerings, so the companies can see what the technology would do for them and decide whether it's going to work for them or not. So I guess right now, any company really, because if we're working with an individual one-on-one, that's a completely separate thing. And if you have a company of 5 to 10 people, that'll work for you. But if you're a larger enterprise then and you want to look at something like culture, succession planning, it's those larger companies, 100 plus, that are really going to, now obviously that 100 isn't a large company in terms of like your sizing, but it's the companies with the larger amounts of people that will see a better benefit if they want to overall look at a strategy in terms of culture or succession planning.
And is this the type of model then that could travel, you know, it'll work here in Ireland, but it would work in the UK, the States, anywhere else?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just replicate it over and over again, because the system is essentially just pulling in the data and then representing it to you in whatever way you want it. What we have designed is something that, as long as people have their own login and they want to complete their assessment, and the space that we've created for the individual person is that they can do their learnings as well. So if we go back to our accountant that might be risk averse, they might be able to log in every day and do 10 to 15 minutes of training on assertiveness or communication training, right? So that's the employee end of things. And then the back end data is being managed for the companies. So it's very much about how many people log into the system and use it in terms of how well it can travel. So if you have a company that has 2,500 people here in Ireland, but you have 4,000 people in the States, as long as that's your system and you've, you know, purchased it from us and you have people logging into it, then that's how it'll work for you.
Okay. What stage are you at now in the business?
So at the moment, we've designed our technology product offering. We know how long it's going to take for us to build. And we are speaking to companies at the moment who are going to trial it and test it with us. So we want to build it. I suppose we know what it's going to look like. We've spoken to enough clients to hear about what companies are really looking for. And we have refined what the product is. But we do want companies to test it for us for, you know, good maybe 6 to 12 months to get that direct feedback from them. So we're planning on having a technology product by the end of the year. And at the moment, we're providing the offerings on a consultancy basis so that the companies can see exactly what the technology piece would do and decide whether that's something that they want to have in their business.
Okay. And you've been doing the phase two New Frontiers now since September. Yeah. It's coming to an end soon. I suppose, how has that helped you then to develop the business?
Yeah, so in a few different ways, really. I suppose one is the mentoring that you get through the program. So I have a great mentor from Enterprise Ireland. I've also had access to different mentors that are based here in Tralee, like John Gannon. We had Anseac Lavin in from Ardfert last week to do our finances with us. I really needed that. And then just meeting everyone else, I suppose, my peers. You know, I'm sitting in an office every day with people that I can learn a lot from because they're at different stages of their own businesses, or I can learn from them because they might have background in technology, whereas my background is obviously in personality at work, you know, so it's a little bit different.
And then phase three, then, that will be coming up afterwards. I know a certain number of people will be taken on for that. Is that something that you would be interested in going forward for?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put my hat in the ring for whatever comes up and keep the fingers crossed and see what happens.
I know at the end of phase two, you know, you're at a stage where, you know, you're able to pitch the business, you're able to look for, you know, funding applications and different kind of organisations. Yeah. And that is that something that you'll need to kind of do, or will you be working away at that trialing period for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are doing two things. So bootstrapping through the consultancy, and we're also speaking to companies. So we started actually speaking to companies now who have or who are trying to build out a management consultancy arm. So they mightn't have the offering that we provide. And we are talking about partnerships there in that space. So that's another revenue stream for us. But in terms of investment, then that's definitely something that we want to look at, not just about the financial side of things, but also just bringing in those different minds as well. You know, that would be really good for our business.
And I suppose looking ahead, when do you think you'll be at a point where you would be able to launch the product on a full kind of basis?
Yeah, all going well, I would say 12 months time. We've spent enough time now refining what the product is, designing what it is. We've spoken to a few different software developers, and we currently do have a software developer working on the team. So we're pretty much ready to give the green light.
And maybe looking forward then, if we said maybe, you know, 5 years time, ideally, you know, what kind of place would you like to be in then?
Yeah, so ideally, all going well in 5 years time, certainly that we would be selling into markets outside of Ireland, and definitely having built a large team around us. So what we'd envision for a company like ours is that we'll have teams ourselves, like customer success, we'll have those support teams, customer service teams, that people can pick up the phone and have a chat with them if they want to talk about their own personalities at work, or they want to talk their own individual learnings, or that we would have like internal consultancy teams if that's what companies need in terms of support.
Then when it would come, say, for you to acquire the right talent, you know, that to take on the right people, is it a kind of role that you'd envisage would be done remotely, or do you plan on setting up a base in any particular area?
Yeah, that's such an interesting question, I think, especially for now. So I think both. I think that the world of work in general, and in my own experience, and even prior to COVID, I remember working on projects with companies where we were looking at people's personalities and thinking about what they needed in terms of working remotely, because some people were only working, like I used to work every Wednesday at home the years coming up to COVID, irregardless of a pandemic or not. And I think that companies going forward will just need to be flexible in that sense. So ideally, you'll always have an office somewhere that people can congregate if they need to, but that you'll be able to be flexible enough that people can feel supported wherever they need to work from. The personal life needs to be supported as much as the working life, for sure.
When it comes to an online presence, I know you haven't fully launched yet, but is there a point that maybe if someone is interested in making contact with you that they can do so?
Yeah, so I have an email, efa@attain.ie. We also have consultancy@attain.ie, if that's what you're looking to speak to us about. You can find us on LinkedIn. We have a LinkedIn page.
You have a website then as well?
Yeah, it's attain.ie.
Okay, so LinkedIn, the website or email is the best place people can get you.
Yeah.
Well, look, Aoife, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me. And look, best of luck with the business. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you down the line. Continued success.
Thanks so much, Mary.
Aoife Sheehy there, founder of Attain. She is one of the participants of the New Frontiers Phase 2 Entrepreneur Development Programme at the Tom Crean Centre in Tralee at the moment.